Roll back that beautiful bean footage and you'll find it.
I can't hear a thing in the game. It's like, hey, there's a friend request!
Alright, this bastard is on my... Okay, GTFO, bitch.
Alright, everybody. Here it comes. Sit back and enjoy the Fraggin' and Laggin' Podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're back again for episode 2 of the... Well, I guess that sounds bad when I say it like that. Fragpisode 2. It's me, Bobby, or Junkhead, or call me Junk, whatever you is.
Fragpisode.
Fragpisode number 2. So it's me, Bobby, or Junkhead. Call me whatever you want, as long as you call me friend. We can't do this out without the beast from Bruges, the homie, Joachim Blaze. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, evening, night, whatever, whenever you're listening to this episode.
Yes.
That's the good thing about these things, you know? You can just put it on whenever you feel like it and listen to it. And we appreciate everybody who's listening to it, you know?
Yeah, and we definitely hope you guys are enjoying season 2. It's been a blast. And if you haven't listened to season 1, we'd say listen to season 1 first. Then catch up on all the cool episodes. Me and Blaze, thank you guys for all the support you guys have been showing us, and we really do hope you're enjoying season 2 because we've been having a lot of fun doing this one. But we decided, like I said, Blaze talked about last frag episode, that we wanted to give you guys a little something short, sweet, to the point, a little just me and him. That's it. As I cough, it's not what you think.
And I will talk about our everyday life or stuff that's happening in the gaming world or whatever we want to talk about, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah. So
and Junkhead doesn't even know which topic I want to talk about today, but I'm gonna like shoot it out there. You know what's happening this week, and it's a big thing for gaming that's happening actually.
I thought you were gonna say it's Mother's Day.
Well, it is Mother's Day.
Did you guys first and foremost? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, did you get a gift for your lady?
And
kiss all those moms, give them a big hug, and American Dad, if you're listening, stop kissing everybody's mom.
Yeah, stop it, all right? You can't be everyone's stepdad, you know, that's a lot, so. But you guys, make sure you're telling your mom Happy Mother's Day, because without moms, we wouldn't be doing nothing, so. So most importantly, like I said, I have no idea what we're talking about. So Blaze said he had an idea, and he didn't share it, so I'm interested.
What's happening this week that's really important for gaming and everything around it? You have no idea?
No.
What game are you playing a lot lately?
I've been playing Fortnite, really.
Which company owns Fortnite?
Epic Games. What are they doing?
It's the court started, the thing started between Epic Games and Apple. It's a big court, you know? They pulled them in front of court. You don't know what happened last year?
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about that. They had a big pissing contest.
What Fortnite did was they opened up in the game on the phone, on the iPhone. They opened a shop that people could pay in their application instead of going through Apple, which made that Apple couldn't get their 30% of everything that people were spending.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that.
And Apple said, like, no, that's against terms of service, so we're banning your game. And then Epic said, let's go to court because what you guys are doing is illegal. So this is going on right now. It's a crazy world, you know, like it's the App Store from Apple against Epic Games. And Epic Games they have the most popular game since ever. And they're like one of the biggest gaming companies at the moment, like money wise. So they said, let's just, you know, go to court.
Let's take it to Kizort. Yeah.
It's all happening, so it's really crazy actually if you think about it, because imagine if Epic wins, all those other companies on the App Store are gonna say, like, we're not gonna pay 30% anymore.
Yeah,
like, do you know the revolution that could happen?
Like, it could be like a serious like waterfall effect on that, you know. I mean,
It's just to show how strong certain companies are, but when one company can fight back, they'll do it, you know. But like, look at it like how, like, if you want to have a game on the iPhone, you gotta pay 30% of your profits to Apple.
Yeah, and I mean it's
is it fair or is it not fair? You know, how can you say at what part the certain amount is fair? You know. Because I understand that Apple is bringing the games to the people, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, I have an iPhone, and I understand that there's certain things that you get. It's Apple's going to get their cut. And, you know, the cool thing about games like, you know, Fortnite, it allows everybody on Xbox, PS4, PC, you know, whatever mobile device you're using, whether it be an Android, whether it be an iPhone, even like, you know, because we got our grandson a Switch for his birthday and we're able to game. So it's kind of cool what they've done, being the first real company to allow that cross-platform thing. But I mean, when it comes to financials, you know, I mean, if you agree for one thing and then all of a sudden now you're not going to pay up, sucker, I guess, you know, I mean, so, mm-hmm. I mean, Apple, mm-hmm. you know, they, you know, if you're going to do it, you know, Apple, if that's why, you know, when they pulled it off the Apple, you know, all the off, you know, from the store, you know,
the
Apple
app
was like,
store yeah, from the Apple,
the app store from Apple, you know, they're just like, oh, we're not going to get this money. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it's to a point where, you know, I understand like 30%, right? It is a lot of money. And, you know, it may be, so say, whatever you buy $8 worth of V-Bucks. You know, what's 30% of that? Quick math, I don't know. Let's just say fucking, I don't know. Like, you know, that adds up, you know? And let's face it, a lot of kids are playing Fortnite, you know, and a lot of kids are buying things. It's just... I mean, in a way, it's like, I understand you're talking about, you know, dollars and, but these are like gajillion dollar companies, you know, and I don't know. I mean, there are certain things like I think that, you know, like it's much like anything, their game is broken. It's not, it's messed up, you know, but I also know that the accessibility to have games, because you want with Epic, you know, they own like Rocket League now, and who's to say you can't play Rocket? I don't know. Can you play Rocket League on your phone?
I honestly don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. But what if they did? But, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I just read up on it also, you know, and I read that if a smaller developer generates less than $1 million per year, they only pay 15% commission. By the way, so you know, but the thing is, it's a whole big, you know, thing when it happened. Like, people were like, oh my god, like the most popular game being pulled off the App Store, like crazy, you know, and the fight between Epic Games and Apple, it's gonna be a precedent. Whatever is gonna be decided is gonna be used in the future for fights between companies like that, you know.
Oh yeah, so... I mean, I'm sure there was some contractual obligations that were like, hey, look, you know, you know, it's like if I was to sign, you know, Joaquin Blaze to, you know, say if I work for Apple and everything, you know, you sign in the contract means, you know, I get 30%. But if, say, Epic has found a way to go around that, you know, be like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm just going to pay you, you know, this set amount, you know. And so let's just face it. I mean, who's wrong here? I mean, Apple, I think they did the right thing in a way, because if you're not going to... you know, fulfill your obligation, your contractual obligation, because it's two big powerhouse companies, you know, and
yeah, but
if we agree on this.
You got to know the Apple and iPhone hardware, like their store. It's a $1 billion market, you know,
$1 billion
market. $100 billion, sorry. I'm, you know. Bad in
yeah, you've been going so Dutch that, you know,
yeah.
Coming hard, you know.
But just to say, like, I want to move on from this, but this topic like touches all of us gamers in a way also, because it will decide if certain games will be available or not available on certain platforms, you know, and if certain companies can ask for money to be played on their store. It's like Steam, you know. Steam is putting games on there. People are selling their games through Steam on PC, and Steam is taking a part of the money from it, you know?
Yeah.
If, for example, Apple loses, why wouldn't the companies, you know, go selling
continue,
through Steam?
Yeah, exactly.
Not go to court. And why would not other companies go to court and sue Apple or Google Store or whatever, you know? So this, I don't think they're going to lose it because, like you said, they probably have a bunch of contracts. And if they're watertight, they'll be good. But imagine if they do lose, what could happen, you know? That would be just insanity, I think. Like,
oof. Yeah, it's just like you know, it's tough to say because we don't know what was signed behind closed doors, you know? Like, they could have been like, well, you know, this contractual obligation is that we were get... So say you 30%, you know, whatever. They could have said, hey, look, we get... So say if Blaze buys $10 worth of V-Bucks... All right, Apple gets, say, $1.50 of that, you know? And let's face it, that may not seem like a lot compared to 10 bucks, but those are microtransactions in the game. So if you have a contractual agreement that you pay a certain percentage, but Epic has found a way around that, then you have violated that contract. And, you know, I don't know. So it's just going to be tough. And, oh, God. But then on the other hand, what you're saying, though, is that this... This could open the floodgates for other game developers, other, like you said, like Steam, you know, or let's say Ubisoft has, you know, something like that, you know? So it's going to open up the floodgates for something either way. And then people are going to, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just like, you know, I mean, I'm an iPhone person. You know, I know you're an iPhone person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, iPhone is a dominant, you know, mobile device out there. I mean, every time a new iPhone comes out, what happens? The world goes crazy for it. You know, they want, so it's not just iPhones, it's iPads, it's, excuse me, it's PCs, you know, so it's a big, 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 big market that you could lose out because if you backdoored your way to take money from a company that could actually make you more money, who's wrong? I mean, who's, yeah, you know,
true.
And true. Ooh, I don't know. I mean, let's face it. I mean, there was things going around that, you know, Epic Games with their creator code thing fucked up on, you know, and they're like, hey, we messed up between this time and this time. And we want to pay you, you know, if you've met your thing, you know, because like, I know you have a creator code. I have a creator. I don't know if we have it anymore.
I had a creator code, but I had to like send in a form with my address, and I did, but they didn't accept it. So, and I had to go to my bank to get one, but it's hard to, you know, get an appointment with COVID. So I didn't go, you know.
I guess they did another update, a creator code 2.0 or something, and I never filled. So I don't have a creator code anymore. But I mean, By the way,
Are you still playing Rust? Because I know you're like dabbling a bit in Rust.
No, I have not done anything, dude. I mean, like I said, this has been my like, you know, like I've talked to you. Like I'm going through some serious burnout, you know. And
I
play a lot offline. And you know, when I do stream, you know, my streams are only like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours max. But it's just one of those that I still want people to know that I'm there, but I'm trying to figure out me, you know. And of course, it's podcast season for me, and I always prioritize the podcast over myself. And everyone says don't do it, but I was like, well, you know, like, but you and I are both passionate about this podcast, and mm-hmm. like right now, the podcast is more important than, you know, like me. Like it's been a running joke. Like I've hit 1,500 followers 4 times. You know, and I'm just like, hey, is this going to be the, you know, so I'm like at 1502 right now. And then next time I'll check it, it'll be like 1490 or something, you know, but, you know,
how's the PC build going, if I may ask, because it's not going, dude.
Like I'm using the motherboard that Funky Kit sent me now because my Asus board is messed up. So okay. I have to get that back.
You know,
so,
you got a warranty on it.
Yeah. So I have to contact them, even though I bought through Amazon, my return and refund thing on that. So I have to go through Asus. So when I use my Asus board, nothing light up. So now I'm using the BioSard that Funky Kit sent me. And Winston, if you're hearing this, thank you very much. So the only thing that's lighting up is my RAM. Nothing. My fans aren't turning on. Nothing's turning on. So
yeah, but aren't your fans like my fans don't turn on when I start my PC because they're like driven by my motherboard and only use when my PC needs to cool.
Yeah, you know, see, like nothing, the RGB on them, because I'm RGB out of my mind on this, because I've heard RGB makes your PC faster.
For the RGB, you normally have to install your software as well, I think, but hey. Yeah, and did you, like, is Windows installed and stuff like that?
No,
like,
not on it yet. I'm just trying to get it to boot first.
I mean, I'm not a PC professional, but if people want to reach out to Junka that can help him, you know, we're sliding into his DMs, because I think he could use some help.
it's been, like I said, that's another thing that's been really frustrating, because the PC was pretty much almost 75% of it was funded through my community, you know, and like, so every time I got a Twitch payout, I bought PC parts. People donate money for PC parts, and you guys know about the scam, and I still nothing on that money, you know. But I do know the guy's name, and I have his address. So Shannon reached out and messaged him. He's like, "So when's my money coming back, Mr. Nowak?" That's his last name. So it's just been really frustrating. So I'm not sure what's going on. I'm just like really frustrated with it, you know, and I don't want to. I'm thinking I have to go to the route where you said, just take it to a PC store, be like, "Here, look, this is it," you know. Other than that, everything's in place. I got one terabyte NVMe. I got my 32 gigs of Patriot Viper Black Steel RAM, you know. i9-1850K. But I'll be using a 1060. Nothing screams party like a bottleneck. So that's what I'll be doing. So it's just frustrating. I don't want to mess it up. That's my thing. Because I'm afraid that it's going to overheat. I've asked people, do I have to fucking reset the CMOS? Someone said, unplug the battery.
I would have already taken everything together, gone to a store, tell the dude, like, look, just fix it. I'll pay you
make
the money to
go,
fix it.
Make it go, please. And
make
that's what
work.
Like Shannon said,
I get back in Warzone. Come on.
Yeah, because Shannon said, she goes, wasn't your idea to build the PC? I was like, yeah, that was my dream. I wanted to build my first gaming PC. Well, now that I've built it and nothing's worked, I think I'm over my head, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Winston or, you know, Madman Mods hears this and is like, look, let's get this going. So, I don't know if I have to clear my CMOS. There's things that I've been plugging in all over the place trying to get it to work, and I got nothing. Now, if it's something that
off of what you just said was Chinese to me already, so.
Yeah, so I have no idea. Like, look, I'm reaching here. I need help. So. But who knows? That's where it goes. So,
I'm wondering if there's actually any good game coming out at the moment. Do you have any idea? Because I've been looking and I don't really see games that I like. Think like, I want to play that. You know,
yeah.
Like, and I feel it's been like that for last half year. Like the only game that everybody was looking forward to, like, flopped so hard, like Cyberpunk, you know.
Yeah,
and the game you were looking for, like the remake of H1Z1, flopped as well.
Never even played it.
Yeah, but like, what games are like? I don't know. People reach out to us. We don't know. Actually,
yeah.
It feels like I'm, but I read a lot of people tweeting out, like other streamers or gamers, like we don't have anything to play.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's
from
like
the games from the last year or whatever, you know.
And like, you know, me and you have like talked about it, is that. And we've said it in previous episodes too, is that, there isn't a game out there that's hooking everybody. People are reverting back to old, like I've seen you play a lot of Grand Theft Auto 5, you know, now, you know, and, people are,
yeah, the old play. Yeah.
And just people are trying to find something to hold their attention, to grab it. It's just, there's nothing out there. And so it used to be as a streamer, you never wanted to play a saturated game, but you know, but Every game is saturated because everyone's trying to find something, and it's just tough. I mean, so, you know, game developers out there, please get us something.
I do remember I got a message that Resident Evil Village is coming out. So if for the people that like horror games, you know, from Capcom.
Yeah, it's just there's nothing out there. I mean, it's tough. And like with you with Warzone, I have not played Warzone since you switched over to Dutch. I just don't have like a drive to play it, and it's no big deal, you know. But it's allowed me to game more with Shannon. But like you said, I've been going through this burnout, you know. And it's like,
yeah.
I've been thinking about, do I start a brand new Twitch channel? Do I start over? Work my way? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I've
doesn't
solve
anything.
Same boat. I've been in that same boat. You know,
and
that.
You know, it's like, like
it's
I, you
not
know,
gonna
I,
change anything.
It's, it is, it, and it is, and, you know. And then, like, I've sat and I, you know, I've thought about buddies that did it, and it never panned out. And you know, like before all this stuff went down, like I was averaging anywhere between 8 to 16 viewers. You know, mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. 2 to 3, 4, you know, but I know that's because I'm not posting my schedule. I'm not being active, you know, I'm like, I mean, TikTok like is I easy always... for me, you know, yeah. that's quick, but as far as keeping everybody, but like, I'm trying to figure out me, you know, mm-hmm. I was in the right direction, but now I'm just like, I don't know which way is up. I burned out about it. Cause like, I've been doing this, I've been streaming. Like, my Twitch account has been around for, like, 6 years, I think, you know? And I did it for all the wrong reasons, but, you know, now it's I'm so late in the game, I'm trying to figure out what to do to make it right. And it's just tough, man. And it's just, everyone goes through it. Everyone does. And, you know, you're just like, hey, it's okay to take a break. You know, just when we take a break, fucking come back. You know, like, Blaze took a break. He lost a lot of people, but people still come back. Eventually, they still, mm-hmm, you know, they're mm-hmm. coming back slowly, you know, but... Like for me, if I stream to 1 to 2 viewers for the rest of my career, oh fucking what? No, I just have fun. I don't do it for money. I don't stream for money. I have a full time job.
I think we both stream for fun in the end.
Yeah, it's just like I have a job where I'm working anywhere between 50 hours a week to 62 hours a week, you know, and so it's tough. Is that, and then Shannon's, you know, with her health, with her, like I've told you off stream what's going on, mm-hmm. it makes mm-hmm. it so much like that's my priority. My family and gaming is like, hey, if I have to stream offline, if I fire up my stream and it's for an hour, don't be upset. Like, hey, I just missed you. Look, I'm sorry. Look, I'm just starting to show you guys that I'm still around. Don't be mad. So, yeah. But enough about my drama.
It's not drama.
And the fact that I suck.
The thing is that I always say, as a streamer, the stream is like watching a TV show. You know that the TV show is gonna be on from that till that time, and if you want to see it, you'll make time to go see that TV show, or you'll watch the recording of it, which you can do with VODs, right?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But like, if people don't know upfront you're gonna stream, the only people coming into your stream are the people that at that point are sitting behind their PC or near their PC or whatever, don't have anything to do and get like a notification that you're live, you know?
Yeah, it's just, and let's face it, I mean, Twitch viewership, because it's so saturated, when you're not around, the people just move on. And I always say Twitch viewers are fickle. So there is some that are diehard that keep coming back. They keep coming back no matter what. They're always going to be there. And it's just like, you know, it's just tough, man. But that's where it's at, you know. Just a couple things real quick. You guys, I'm going to post a link. So you active listeners that enjoy the podcast, we're going to post a link, two links for you guys, where you could actually leave a voice message for the podcast. And we will put mm-hmm. it in an episode. And then I'm going to post a link for you guys that are active listeners. And it's like a Patreon for us. You don't have to. I'm just saying is that you guys will have that ability to support the podcast that way. Even though we don't do this for money, those things help towards getting more like graphic stuff, more other stuff for you guys. So you guys leave a message for us, okay? And if you feel like supporting it.
If you leave a message, like leave it for the Fractisode, like a question to me. Or Junkhead, and maybe a question, you know, that we can talk about during the next Frack episode. That would be really nice of you.
Yeah, you guys, I'll tell you what, if you want, Blaze, we put our Frack episodes out every Friday. If you guys hear this, click that link, and you guys can leave a topic that you want us to talk about. As long as it's within reason. Don't be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it non-political, no politics, no religion, all right? Just even if it's like, hey, you guys, I'd like to, you know, I want you guys to try to get this person on the podcast. We will put that stuff in said in a podcast for you guys. So you guys feel free. You guys will have a whole week to listen to this episode and leave us a message. It's pretty easy. We've had plenty of people do it before, and then we just never stopped. We stopped doing it. So you guys mm-hmm. check it out. Hook us up. You guys, Blaze, open the door. So you guys get to pick next week's topic for the Frag Episode 3. So please, let us know what you want to do. And we keep these nice and short for you guys. That's a quick, easy listening. And
yep.
I hope you guys are really enjoying us, because Blaze and I, we love the podcast, and this aspect is something different that we get to do just us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Oh yeah, one thing.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Halo Infinity?
I don't know, man.
It's coming this year, you know?
Yeah. It's just...
I hear rumors they maybe want to make a Battle Royale on it, yeah. So that could... That's how I jump on games. They have a Battle Royale, here I am.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know, I just like the genre of Battle Royale, you know?
I mean, if you...
A bunch of players, last one standing wins.
Yep.
I love it.
So, you guys, leave us a message, pick next week's topic, and... Yep,
do it.
I hope you guys are enjoying these little frag episodes. Number two, the epic Apple dilemma. And
wait.
What's up?
Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
We all love you.
We love you guys.
Kiss your mom. Kiss your mom. Tell her you love her. They did everything for you from, you know, even before you were born, they were doing everything for you.
Yeah.
And they all love you.
Yeah. Nothing says I love you, mom, like going to either of our streams and purchase her a Fraggin' and Laggin' podcast. So, t-shirt. So, all right. You guys be good.
Did you just slide that in there?
You know what, though? It's about marketing 101. So, you guys get out there and game. Keep fragging out. Because if not,
you're probably lagging.
Mom! 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 Get the camera! I gotta kill! Mom, I gotta kill! Oh yeah, baby! Oh, mommy, I gotta kill! Finally, after 250 games sitting in a corner undying to the gas!